Dr. Rollington Ferguson, Dictating Progress Note on Patient. Yolanda Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, first name Yolanda, Y-O-L-A-N-D-A, date of birth May 17, 1952, date of evaluation February 17, 2026, chief complaint is nausea. The patient is a 73-year-old female who was seen at the emergency room on February 11, 2026, with multiple complaint period. At that time, she presented with severe diarrhea, generalized abdominal pain, and cramping period. On the day of evaluation, she had further noted symptoms of dizziness and chronic pain period. She underwent multiple evaluations to include EKG, lab work, and apparently had a CAT scan as well, period. She was treated with fluids and her symptoms of lightheadedness improved, period. She was felt to have mild dehydration secondary to her episode of diarrhea, period. She now presents to the office for a routine follow-up, period. She reports nausea and feeling sick after eating, period. She is not sure if it is her IBS, period. She reports diarrhea, but no constipation, period. She has history of palpitation and reports ongoing palpitations. She previously underwent a Zio monitoring, and this revealed episodes of supraventricular tachycardia with maximum rate of 164 beats per minute, minimum rate of 41 beats per minute, and average rate of 66 beats per minute, period. Her maximum sinus rate was 131 beats per minute, period. She was found to have episodes of bigeminy, trigeminy, and supraventricular tachycardia, period. With this background, then, patient is now seen in follow-up period. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 140/66, pulse 53, respiratory rate 18, height 64 inches, weight 186.6 pounds. The impression, 1, bradycardia. Next number, ventricular ectopy. Next number, supraventricular tachycardia. Next number, history of COPD. Next number, history of thyroid enlargement. The plan will hold metoprolol, period. Start amiodarone, 200 milligrams, 1 PO daily, number 90. Obtained CBC Chem 20. Follow up in 2 months. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.